Hi, I'm Allie, and welcome to Mr. B's Pod of the Week. Okay, to start off this pod, I would like to say, in math, we are learning how to find the greatest common factor and the least common multiple. I mean, we also took a test today on it. It was more like an exit ticket, and it was like just not hard, but not easy, and I feel like most people are going to do good on it. And so the rest of math, we're shortening up this unit because we don't have enough time and we really need to hit algebra. And so, yeah, we're not going to take very many tests. We're just going to do exit tickets. And also, in science, we're learning about tectonic plates. We are also learning about seafloor spreading. We're doing these sheets in science, and it's really fun, kind of. Like, most people would say it's not, but a lot do because they get to work with partners, and they get to fill out the sheet and read out of textbooks. I honestly think it's fun myself, but, yeah, you get to work with a partner, and, yeah, you know, just chill. Okay. In history, we get to learn about ancient China and dynasties that ruled the country. I personally think that this is really fun. I don't know about you guys, but we get to learn about the culture, and it's just, like, really interesting to me. I don't know why, but I just think it's really fun. Okay, and next, our teacher concerns are that, like, a lot of people are complaining that some of the sixth graders, when they walk down the hallway, aren't behaving themselves to get their kindergartners. I know some people do, but a lot of people don't behave and they just walk down crazy and they're like chickens headless, you know? And then also, we need to learn how to act responsible with a sub because I feel like we're not doing that. And we need to know that we need to have a higher expectation with subs because you just have to. It's like just the way of respect in this world. Also, important dates is first snow day makeup is President's Day, so we will be having school on President's Day. So in music right now, we are learning how to play ukuleles, and it's really fun if you ask me, but other people don't prefer it, but you know, we don't all get what we want, and so, but we're gonna have a performance. You know, like we always have this music performance every year, and this year it's going to be on ukuleles. You can buy a ukulele for your child if you want to, but you don't have to because Miss Phipps has her own ukuleles that we all can use. And so at that performance, we will all get a ukulele. Moving on Friday the 18th, we have early dismissal, also known as this Friday, it's early dismissal. So just know how you're going to transportate your child because if you're going to parent pick them up or if they're going to ride the bus or stuff like that. And then next coming Monday the 21st, there is no school. Make sure you don't drop your child off at school on Monday the 21st. End of second quarter is Friday the 18th, so that's this Friday. So make sure all your child's late work is turned in or your late work is turned in. And so, yeah, you know, we just don't want any late work or else you'll get a bad grade on that and you'll get a zero. And so, yeah. And then no band on January 23rd and 24th and the 25th of next week. I don't know why, but I just know that there's no band on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And so, yeah. So, like, the award this week, like in last week's podcast, it was Lillian. But this week, we did not have anyone because it was too crazy of a week. Like, Thursday is, like, half a band day. And then Friday is just a half day. And so, it's way too crazy. And so, our class goals is that we will get less than two strikes in a week. Like, we will get less than two strikes each day for 4 out of 5 days of the school week. Like, I think we're doing pretty good on this, but if we accomplish this, then we will get, like, an award of some sort. I'm not exactly sure what, but I know we'll get something. And then, starting Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th, we have a high school girls varsity swim meet at Gladstone Community Center. and you guys should go and support them, and that will be so much fun. We also have a wrestling varsity tournament Friday and Saturday at Platte County High School. I mean, you can go support them, but you don't have to. It would just be a lot of school spirit if you did. And yeah, we're going to have a teacher interview, so I'll be right back. So we're back, and we're with Ms. Parks. And so what do you think your concerns are about sixth grade buddies?
I personally don't have any concerns about sixth grade buddies. I think that the kids that come and join my kids do a great job.
Okay. What do you think we do well at?
I think you're good at crowd control, behavior control, and just making sure that my kids follow the expectations.
Yeah. And do you know of anything we could improve on with them?
Not with my own kids.
Yeah. A lot of people say, like, just walking down the hallway and stuff, a lot of them like to talk, and that's what our teacher's telling us we should improve on.
The sixth grade kids themselves?
Yeah.
I've heard that, but I still feel like with my kids, the group of sixth grade kids that I have that work with my kids do very well.
Yeah. And then, is there any random act of kindness you think we should carry on?
I think just modeling what the expectations are. Positive praise. If you see our kids doing good, you can always point out that they're doing good. They love that. And I don't know, being excited to see them.
Yep. Okay.
They love to be important.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Now that we finished that fun little interview with Miss Parks, we can move on to random acts of kindness. I feel like random acts of kindness are just so much fun to do. They just make people's days, and it just makes you feel like a better person. And so one random act of kindness I think that everyone should do, because it's real simple. You don't need much for this. All you gotta do is just give a simple little smile to someone. Just give them a smile and just be happy. The second one I think is just like a kind of one, like, it's just hold a door open for someone, because, like, that just makes someone feel happy, and that doesn't make them have to do it themselves, and it just makes them happy, especially if they're carrying a bunch of stuff. And our third little random act of kindness is just make a new friend, just make someone happy, and just make a new friend. Like, if they seem lonely, just go hang out with them, and it'll just make their day, you know, just be someone's friend. And then the last random act of kindness we have for you today is help shovel a driveway for a neighbor, because, you know, we're kind of having bad weather here recently with lots of snow. And, like, if your neighbor isn't able to shovel their driveway, or you just want to, you can go shovel their driveway, or you could help them. It's just really nice because you don't make them have to do all the labor, and it's just really nice just to help. So, that's all we have for Mr. B's Pod of the Week. Thanks for coming and joining me today. Bye.